What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Balls, Sticks, and Fists. It's your favorite show without an intro, and we are live. I'm your host, Keaton, joined by my co-host, Sam. It is a beautiful day today. We just wrapped up week three of college football. We got that recap on our YouTube and Spotify right now, and this is your week four preview starts now. Dun, 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 dun. Week four's got some good games. It's when it comes to marquee games and like value games, I think this week's obviously way better than last week.
And I love how they keep giving us at least a good game on Friday to keep us occupied.
Dude, I love these Friday games. I love these Friday games. It's great. I mean, just wait till it's November and we got action on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, and like the Friday games haven't been like, it hasn't been
great, but at least it keeps you occupied. Good.
Yeah, but
you go from Thursday night to Friday.
Yeah, but it hasn't been like an FCS team at like a Power Four school on a Friday.
It's been good
matchups. And this week, I mean, I know last week I said it might have been the best Friday night slate, but this week's Friday night slate might top last week's. Just on the basis of you got Stanford at Syracuse, which I really like. And then you have Illinois at Nebraska. The way these games are like matched up, they could be really, really boring. I mean, I don't see Stanford Syracuse being boring at all. But on the basis of Illinois at Nebraska, that one can kind of turn into a rock fight.
Yeah, I mean the over-under set at 42.5, so that kind of tells you like the type of game it's probably going to be.
Yeah, and I don't see that overhitting because that would mean Illinois would have to score
three touchdowns at least.
Yeah, and then Nebraska has 17 to put points. Yeah, then Nebraska has to put up points on Illinois' side to cover that. I don't see that. But the thing that I find interesting about these games is both those lines are set at 8.5.
It actually, I'm on ESPN right now looking at the games, and it says Nebraska's -7.5. Last time I looked, it was 9.
Let me check on FanDuel because that's the book that we use to bet. Because whenever I was making our outline earlier, I got it at
8.5, like 9.
Yeah, I got it at 8.5. So, hold on. This thing's not being the smartest right now.
Okay, it's set at 8.5.
Dude, why can I not view the sports book, bro?
It's set at 8.5 -108, but you can get -7.5 at -120.
Say that again?
8.5 is the regular spread.
Yeah, I got 8.5 right now.
But you can buy the point at 7.5 -120. So basically kind of like the same thing.
Yeah. Dude, is Illinois cooking up? I know what side I'm on this game. But is Illinois cooking up a little upset down there in Lincoln? They're getting all high on their horse. Is Brett Bielema going to come up there and just show Dylan Raiola, hey, this is Big Ten ball. This ain't, if you want to be like Patty, you should have went to Tech.
Yeah, but I don't know. I have a hard time betting against Matt Rule, man. He gets his boys ready to play.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be on Nebraska. I'm going to be betting on Nebraska.
I don't love it per se, but.
Dude, my lighting's all whack now that the sun's down. Sun's down. I mean, the light in this room's not very well, but. Yeah, I don't think Illinois is going to be able to score on Nebraska's defense necessarily.
Yeah, and if you look at Illinois' win against Kansas, I mean,
pick Jalen six,
Daniels,
yeah.
Yeah, Jalen Daniels basically gave that game away.
Yeah. So we started with Nebraska, Illinois. Should be a good Friday game down there in Lincoln. Lincoln always shows up. Then you go down to Syracuse, New York. And you got Stanford coming in. And Stanford's the kings of Chaos Fridays. they coined that word. That Stanford loves causing chaos on Fridays, whether they're on the tail end of it or they're imposing it. But Kyle McCord, man, slinging that rock on that Stanford D. I'd love Syracuse here. I wish it would go down to 7.5. I'd love it even more. But, yeah, I'm really high on Syracuse Friday night.
Yeah, you know what? I'm adding that to my card.
That's no bueno. You just said you haven't won a bet on Friday, and now you're about to tail one of my favorite bets.
You convinced me. I also do like the over there in that.
What's it at?
57.
Yeah. So it's gonna be two different games on that Friday. At 7:30, Syracuse Stanford is just gonna be points, and then Illinois Nebraska is gonna be a classic Big Ten 10-3 halftime score.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm adding Syracuse. That makes what, like 10 games or 10 plays.
Yeah, I know. You're like, I gotta like up my car just so like it's we somewhat bet in the same amount of games. just for like the records and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I this is my favorite slate yet, I think. So that means it's gonna be real bad.
Well, hopefully, we're on two games together on Friday. We're both on.
Yeah, hopefully we just start 2-0.
Yeah, no. In that Friday, look, we're both gonna be 0-2 going into Friday, and it might be 0-3 if we decide to add some of these overs. yeah, I like. Kyle's really looks like a different quarterback down at Syracuse.
Yeah, I mean, he's also not playing the top of the top defenses.
Yeah, and Stanford, I think we know, can let up some points, no?
Yeah, and I don't think their quarterback is like kind of like just run around and throw it up.
Yeah, I mean, I forget his name already because he was gone whenever we watched him against TCU. Iotimer?
I forget.
Yeah, but he'll he might have a big game against Syracuse.
Yeah, I can see that.
But yeah, some exciting Friday games. I mean, Fridays are a good way to go into Saturday, but for some reason I'm always exhausted for those Friday night games.
Yeah, it feels like they take forever because both don't start till like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and sometimes they're not the most exciting, so they just put you right to sleep.
Yeah.
NC State at Clemson. Clemson minus 20 at home. I mean, this Clemson team's just look kind of different. They've owned NC State for the most part, besides that one year.
Was that the COVID year after
the COVID?
But Clemson, I mean, they played with Georgia tough for a half, and then obviously they couldn't get the offense going in the second half. But they put up 66 points against App State. I mean, I think they're still a really good football team. Maybe just ran into the beast too early, you know?
Yeah, I kind of like Clemson here minus the points. Yeah, I am like not Clemson. Impressed with NC State one bit. I mean, talk about a total doom. They have been a doom. They have not been a boom. It's tough. It's tough, man. It's tough sledding for the Wolfpack because I kind of wish they put a good team on the field that I could go see down in Raleigh. But I don't think I would ever pay money to go see that football team right now.
They had another close game with Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with the squad, but it's definitely not a good year for the Wolfpack down there. So yeah. I might add Clemson to my card, minus 20. I already have a couple high spreads on my card, which is kind of worrisome. I kind of like to sometimes have a couple closes, a couple maybe a money line here.
Maybe a big spread. The higher spreads, though. I feel like they've been covering this year.
Yeah, besides when you're on Georgia minus 22.5, and they put up, like, they can't put up 22 points against the Kentucky team that just let up 37 against South Carolina.
But I do think Clemson is one of my favorite plays on Saturday.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. I might add it. I might have action this game, but I might have to give WU a little break. Kansas at WU, -2.5. Can Neil Brown, can Leasley, can the squad bounce back against Daniels and the other squad? I mean, you want to talk about two. Looking at the like schedule, like you would think Kansas would be maybe undefeated coming in this game. WU maybe one loss against Penn State. But instead, both these squads are 1-2.
And they're reeling. They're not, you know, I mean, I was thinking, I was like, at the beginning of the week, I'm like, West Virginia had trouble against, you know, the pass and, you know, the run, like quarterback running. So I was figuring Daniels, oh, they're going to score a lot of points. But, I mean, I can't bet this over. Kansas hasn't scored over 20 points all year.
Well, did they score more than 20 week one against that team?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not counting that. Yeah. They played Lindenwood.
Yeah, but against
Illinois and UNLV, they had like 17-20.
Yeah, so no bueno from that Kansas offense right now. Kind of just seems like they like sputter out. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Kansas defense has really improved since last year, though.
Yeah, I kind of worry somehow that UNLV quarterback kind of ran all over them, so they can really tone in on Garrett Green not using his legs. I think the corners match up well with the WU's receivers, and then it's all, can you stop White and Donaldson in the backfield?
Yeah, I mean, I think this could be like a really good game, but betting purposes, I'm not.
Yeah, would never touch this game just because I think this is. I think this game should be a pick'em, honestly, because I think this is a 50-50 coin flip. Honestly, like I said in the last episode of just a recap, I think a team comes out, builds a lead, blows the lead, either close game at the end of the game or it goes to overtime. Like, that's how I feel this game plays out.
Yeah, I mean, this is like the biggest toss-up of the week, I think.
Yeah. I think Kansas really needs to find their identity. I think they need to commit to the run with Neil, because I feel like Neil kind of disappeared in that UNLV game. Just really tell Daniels not to force anything.
Yeah, just don't turn the ball over.
Yeah. It's hard to win games when you turn over the ball.
Yeah, especially when you can just pound the rock and get the run game going with Devin Neal.
Yeah. If I had to pick a winner for this game, like just my pick on who I think is going to win the game, I can't give you a winner.
I would lean West Virginia because they're at home, but they're in shambles right now.
So how they're gonna bounce back from
we saw what happened when they lost to Pitt 2 years ago.
Yeah,
Kansas came to Morgantown and upset them.
Yeah, so I guess we'll see. Big question for Neil Brown. I think he's coaching for his job right now. So
yeah, so we'll see if he gets the boys ready.
Yep. USC -6 at Michigan, 3:30 game. Orgy starting for Michigan.
Yeah.
I think I hate playing football, man. But if Miller Moss struggles with this Michigan defense and Quinn Ewers made it look easy, then it's like, man, Texas is just like, boom.
Yeah.
You know? I'm really interested to see what Michigan's offensive game plan is. I already know what it is. They're going to try to run the ball.
Is USC's defense improved enough to like sustain all the running that Michigan's gonna do.
Yeah, if this was last year's USC off defense going up against this year's Michigan offense, I still think Michigan could gash them.
I would pick Michigan in that game.
Yeah. But this year's Michigan offense versus this year's USC's defense. Like, obviously they looked improved on the run against LSU a little bit, but Emory was kind of catching stride. I just don't think Michigan has it this year.
I don't either. I mean, I'm staying the hell away from this because I don't like this.
What, it being the same line as the Texas? Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. I think if Michigan gets the ball first, I think they should go play action over the top.
And just deep right away.
And just let one rip. Like, when have you ever seen Michigan just take a shot?
Not since Ohio State a couple years ago.
Yeah, like they don't take shots, and obviously USC knows what Michigan's gonna try and do, so you might as well just take a shot play the first game. The first play, in my opinion. But with that knowing, hopefully the Trojans go into Ann Arbor and just stomp them out. That'd be great.
I'd appreciate that because when I go to Penn State, USC, that should be like a top five matchup.
Oh, yeah, you've gone that game. That's in, when's that?
3 weeks, I think.
3 weeks, yeah, and I'm going to Penn State, UCLA, so that should be a great game as well. hopefully that's like an 8 a.m. kickoff Eastern time
at Penn State. I mean, that's what they should just make it. Yeah, just to get it out of the way.
Just so I can watch the rest of college football that day. Georgia Tech at Louisville. Louisville's kind of been dog walking people, and I feel like this is their first like big test.
They played Jackson State and Austin Peay, so.
Yeah, I feel like this is like the first like real test, even though I don't think it's a test. I know you're taking Georgia Tech plus 10.5. I'm on Louisville minus 10.5.
Really? I think that's too many points.
It's a lot of points, but I think that Louisville is going to be to exploit Georgia Tech's weaknesses. And I saw Kyle McCord and Syracuse throw all over Georgia Tech, and I think Louisville is going to be able to throw all over them. The problem with that is if Georgia Tech takes control of the game on the run, which I think they have the ability to do that against the Louisville defense.
So I believe in Haynes King to keep it, you know, within 10 points.
Yeah, it's a tough game, but I like Louisville a lot this year. They might eventually get fraud checked. Well, not they will get fraud checked eventually.
Well, they still haven't played anybody in Georgia Tech. I mean, I guess they have.
Yeah.
I mean, Florida State. Yeah.
Yeah, that Florida State one's not looking too good, huh?
I mean, it's still a good win, you know, beginning of the year playing in Dublin, but.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Louisville here. I love Louisville's head coach. It's a shame to see him leave the Big Ten for the ACC, but.
Yeah, Jeff Rom.
Utah minus 2 at OK State. I want to be on Utah here so bad.
Yeah, I'm on OK State.
I literally want to be on Utah so bad, but my body won't allow me.
I can't.
This type of OK State game, though, is kind of a game that, I don't know, I saw Arkansas come into Stillwater. And I watched them go to OT with OK State. I saw Arkansas have explosive plays left and right against this OK State D. So it's like.
But Arkansas is way more capable than Utah.
You think?
Yeah, I think Taylen Green's just the type that it's going to be a terrible play or pretty explosive.
You're not wrong. Like, this is the biggest stay away game, because if you've consistently watched Oklahoma State for years, you never know what team you're going to get that's going to show up. Like, you literally never know what team's going to show up for them.
So they'll have the best player on the field on Saturday, and Ollie Gordon, and I'm just going to ride Oklahoma State.
You got to ride Ollie, because he's slippery, and that's why his name's Oily. Because he's so slippery, he just slips off them tackles. Oil him up, Gordon. Yeah, I'm staying away from this, but should be a good...
That's a damn good game at 4 o'clock.
I'm just on... I might go OK State money line.
I think that's what I'm going to do.
And I got a couple reasons for it. And I don't know what they are, but I'm kidding. I just don't trust. Now I'm being like contradicted, because I literally just said that it's taking everything for me not to bet Utah, but now I'm going to bet OK State.
I don't think that Utah has any weapons. Yeah, Cam Rising's back, blah, blah, blah. But who do they have they can get the ball to and you trust?
Yeah, no, that's kind of their MO.
Like, when they were good, they had, like, Kincaid, and, like, they had guys that you get the ball in their hands, they're going to do something good with it.
Mm-hmm. Tennessee minus 7 at Oklahoma. I think I'm going to be on Tennessee this game.
I was thinking that at first, but then I'm like, night game, Norman, Nico's first big test. I might as well just take the points and hope for a close game.
It's just...
Like, don't get me wrong. Oklahoma's offense or defense is good. Like, Venerables is a good defensive coach.
Yeah. I just can't stand to watch another Tennessee game. I bet against them, and I watched them put up 63 points.
Yeah, I mean...
I just can't be on the other side of that again, because then I'll end up turning off the game in the first half or whatever.
Yeah, I might as well just put like an asterisk next to this game. If I'm doing good, I'll bet it. But if not, I'm not.
Yeah, it's like I might as well try and ride the Nico hype.
Yeah, I mean, I do think I'm gonna take the points in this. I don't love it, but. 7 points in that game, a true freshman quarterback.
But Oklahoma has not been impressive at all.
No, but is Tennessee's defense finally good this year?
It's hard to tell because they haven't played anyone. They played an NC State team they've played a Kent State team, which they put 100 points on, and they played UT Chattanooga.
But they do this every year.
Yeah, no, it's like Tennessee's like Tennessee and Ole Miss are classic bully ball.
Yeah, if they face a bad team, they're blowing them out.
Yeah, like they're not holding back, and they're going to try and put up as many points as they can.
I'm gonna look up last year's. I know they opened versus Virginia last year, and they blew the brakes off them. Yeah, they won 49-13 in the opener. I guess they didn't beat Austin Peay by that much. Yeesh. I don't know. They blew every bad team out. But then they lose to Florida. I mean, it's not last year's team. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that Tennessee, every year, they always have an explosive offense. And when they play a bad team, they just score a shit ton of points.
Yeah, I think Nico's way better than Joe Milton last.
Oh, I mean, yeah, without a doubt he is. But
yeah, I'd like Tennessee here.
I mean, last game they scored 71 points, and he like didn't even throw any touchdowns to them.
And
so how bad is Kent State? I don't know.
How bad's Pitt?
That, I mean, I guess Kent State just kind of got a lucky roll, on that punt.
Yeah, on the punt. Then, yeah. And, you know, Pitt just took their soul from them and left them soulless. So,
Yeah.
So that's why St. Francis won, and that's why Tennessee put up 100 if they wanted to. And now Penn State gets them this week, and hopefully
this is the biggest spread out I'm going to take, like, in my life, I think. 49.5.
Yeah, that's a lot. I can't believe you're taking that. That's crazy. That's crazy work there. Let's get into some. There is this thing going around called College Game Day Curse, and the home team has yet to win.
Where's it at? Oklahoma this week.
It's at Oklahoma this week.
What a hell of a first win.
Just putting that out there. Let's get into some gambling. So I'm sitting at 14-8 on the season. I'll take it. I ain't complaining about that type of record. My card this week, Syracuse -8.5 versus Stanford. I'm going to ride the Cuse. I'm going to ride Kyle McCord. If Stanford's head coach makes any of the decisions I watch him make against TCU, this will be one of my best wins, one of my good wins on a Friday to kick us off for the weekend. Another Friday night game, Nebraska -8.5 versus Illinois. I'm a ride Dylan Raiola, Matt Rhule. Love it. 8.5. Hopefully it drops a little. Hopefully I can get it at like a touchdown. You know, with Illinois, you're getting stout defense, but I'm going to trust Nebraska's offense more with the ability to put up some points and their defense to stop Illinois. Next play, Indiana, -28.5 against Charlotte. I mean, how can you not love Cignetti?
Yeah, his offense is electric.
Yep, and that's what I trust them to win by more than 4 touchdowns. So that's the play there. Then Louisville -10.5 versus Georgia Tech. Kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, but I think Louisville's receivers and pass game will be able to exploit Georgia Tech, and I think they'll be able to put up the points. Sam, take us away.
That's it? I thought you said you were adding plays.
Yeah, but it's hard to add plays right off, right? Like, I will probably add plays, but... Okay, on my official card, I'm adding OK State money line. And I'm adding Clemson -20. Anything else I want to add? No. Okay, so I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 6 plays. I just added Oklahoma State money line against Utah. Love the home dog. Hopefully the good Oklahoma State shows up. And then Clemson -20. I'm very low on NC State, so.
Yeah. Wait, I forgot left Clemson off. Oh my god, this gets bigger.
You want Clemson on it?
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't add them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Jesus.
9 plays.
10. Okay, I'm taking Nebraska. I add that. Or I added Syracuse, but Nebraska -9.5. I think it already dropped a little, right?
Yeah, it's 8.5 now.
Yeah, I hope, yeah, like you said, I can get, like, 7. Syracuse -8.5. Keaton, you just convinced me, so I'll take Syracuse. I don't think Stanford's that good at all. Clemson -20. This is probably my favorite play. I think Clemson kind of just wallops them. LSU -24.5. I think they kind of, like, they're going to get a little jolt from that South Carolina win. And UCLA is just freaking terrible. Georgia Tech +10.5. I already said I think Haynes King can score enough to make this like close and cover the spread. Oklahoma State money line. I do not like Utah this year at all. I don't think their offense can score enough points to hang with the good teams. And then I'll save Oklahoma for last, but Missouri -20.5 versus Vanderbilt. Missouri kind of, I mean, maybe Boston College is pretty good. Yeah, but Vanderbilt just lost to Georgia State. I think that's who they lost to, right? Georgia State, I think. Yeah, and I think Missouri can win by 3 touchdowns easily. And then Iowa -2.5 against Minnesota. At Minnesota at night, but I think I'd give Iowa the edge to win by a field goal in this. And then Penn State -49. It's kind of just Kent State lost to St. Francis and just got blown out by 70. I think Penn State can win by 50-some points. And then my teaser this week is Clemson, LSU, Nebraska, Missouri. 6-point teaser like always. So I think you buy down the Clemson to, what was it? Would that be 14? LSU, 18. Nebraska, what was that? Like basically almost to a pick 'em.
Yeah.
And then Missouri to 14 as well. And then, dude, I think I might leave Oklahoma off. Just watch the game.
There's two plays I'm looking to add right now.
You know what? I'm not putting Oklahoma on my card at all. I'm leaving that off. I have too many plays, and I do not like that at all.
I'm looking to add Michigan State money line at Boston College.
I was looking at that too.
And I'm also looking at Cal money line at Florida State.
At Florida State. Are they dogs? That is very weird, isn't it? Is Ott out? He was not playing on Saturday.
I hope he's not. Because if he's out, then I'm not going to do that.
Dude, I think that's, like, I did not see him go in on Saturday at all.
Weird. But those are two plays I'm possibly going to add. I'm going to sleep on them.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to play Oklahoma. Maybe just because, you know, it's a night game, good game. Maybe I'll just play the over.
Yeah.
57.
Anything else?
No, that's my card. I think, what is it, 9 plays plus a teaser?
Yeah. That's going to wrap us up here at your favorite show without an outro. Peace.